Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. The sermon text for today is the New Testament lesson appointed for All Saints Sunday. I read to you from the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Thus far the text. I invite you to bow your heads with me in prayer. Gracious God, we ask that you remove the burdens of the week from our shoulders and help us to be quiet before you. Help us to hear what it is that you have prepared for our hearts. Open those hearts to your blessings and especially give us faith to trust what it is that you have said. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, friends, today is All Saints Sunday, the day in the church calendar year where we remind ourselves of the gift of holiness that God has bestowed upon his people through Christ Jesus our Lord. His salvation is the marker and the completion of our righteousness, an all-encompassing seal placed upon his children, which spans both sides of eternity. It's here with us now, and it's retained there on the other side of eternity in glory. It's a birthmark. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring word of God, 1 Peter 1:23. That first birth that we experienced was of Adam. This new birth is of water and the Spirit of God. That first birth was perishable. Through Adam we were born into death. But now we are born into living hope. Ours is an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and which will not fade away, not safeguarded by our own feeble hearts or frail human hands, but kept in heaven for our sake by the very heart of God and the nail-scarred hands of our resurrected Lord. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar in foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Psalm 46, verse 11. These words give us all hope. But so too the words, receive the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as the one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Those words are rooted in Scripture. They give you hope because you know that that mark that was laid on you when you were so very small in your baptism has been there since that day and has sustained you. not because of your own faithfulness, you who are weak and fall easily into temptation, or you who are whose self-righteous piety has caused you to believe that you're without sin. Not in any way like that, but because God lavished his holy love upon you in mercy, and he who created you to be loved couldn't bear to see you die in your sinfulness and redeemed you by the blood of his one and only Son. Remember the song, Amazing Grace, through many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe this far, and grace will lead me home. The church has sung those words boldly ever since they flowed from John Newton's pen some 150 years ago. They speak of an unshaken confidence in God's providence, one that we ourselves know from Scripture. Listen to these words. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. That's King David speaking in Psalm 55:22. Listen to this. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. That's from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 40, verse 31. This one especially. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's from Jesus, the Son of the living God. Matthew 28:20. That Son, God's Son, your Savior, your God, will not abandon you, not in life and certainly not in death either. What John saw and wrote about in today's sermon text was the church triumphant, standing before the throne of God. He wasn't writing about the church militant who was still under siege by Satan and his evil hordes, but he was writing about the church that was standing complete and whole in Christ's victory. They made it. We made it through the battle by the blood of the Lamb. And now we all are standing before his throne arrayed in white, every last one of us who trusted in his salvation and confessed him as Lord. This is our strength. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Lord, haste the day, and Lord, haste the day when their faith will be sight. That's yet another line from another great hymn, It Is Well With Our Soul. Lord, haste the day, make it come fast on that glorious day we know. That what John saw and what he recorded as a vision for the comfort of God's people will become ours for all eternity. Those whose bodies are at rest right now in Christ are in that place of comfort right now, even as I speak, because our gracious God is keeping his promise. Their time of tribulation has come to an end through Jesus, and they are rejoicing in heaven, waiting for that day where John's vision will be fulfilled as well. What unites us with them isn't just our memories of the past, of who they were. What unites us is standing here in the presence of God, right here in this house of worship, knowing that the one we worship on this celestial ball is the same God that they worship in eternity. Our voices go up in unity with theirs, and together we say salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And that worship will continue all throughout eternity. You see, worship never stops. Death does not separate us, but we instead are being brought together by life. And in response to all of that worship, God's angels bow down and say, Amen. Blessing and honor and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. I know that many of you grieve the loss of loved ones, as do I. But as believers, we know that they've been taken to our Lord. We shouldn't be overwhelmed by our separation, but instead be comforted by God's promise. For if we have become united with him in his death, certainly we shall also be united with him in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6. We'll be united in life. This week's assurance is firmly grounded in those scriptures. Those who believe in Christ are together with Christ, even now. For the one who is Lord over all of heaven and all of eternity is the same Lord who is over all the earth. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is our key verse for this week, Revelation 7:17. This is what we look forward to and trust in and wish to proclaim. In Christ we have life and hope and peace and joy, for he who was slain has led us from death to life for all time. I pray that you'll take all these words with you and that they rest upon your heart. You're not alone, but are held together in hope and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. Gracious God, we are so thankful. We don't have to face this life alone. We don't have to face death alone. You've given us life, and you've conquered death. And Lord God, we know that when we lift up our prayers, all the saints are praying with us. When we glorify your name, all the saints are glorifying your name with us. Help us to always remember that, and help us to feel that unity, that sainthood, that strength of your holiness flowing through us, through the entirety of your church. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen. And amen.